Remote work has really moved from a temporary experiment to a core way of operating for so many businesses now.
Exactly. Early on, the big questions were whether distributed teams could stay productive, communicate well, and keep their culture alive.
And now the conversation has shifted. The bigger challenge is scalability. How organizations can expand remote work across more people, places, and time zones without losing efficiency, clarity, or momentum.
That's where artificial intelligence is becoming a major enabler.
The key point is that AI isn't just making remote work more convenient. It's actually changing how work gets coordinated, measured, and improved.
As remote organizations grow, complexity increases quickly.
More meetings, handoffs, documents, performance signals, and decisions made without direct supervision can create a lot of friction.
AI helps reduce that friction by supporting coordination, prioritizing work, and surfacing insights that would otherwise get buried in noise.
One of the biggest benefits is smart automation.
Administrative overhead is a major productivity drain in distributed teams.
Scheduling, status updates, meeting notes, task assignments, and routine reporting can consume a lot of time, and that burden grows as teams expand.
AI-powered tools can handle those repetitive, low-value tasks, allowing employees to focus on higher-level work.
For example, an AI assistant can summarize a long meeting, extract action items, assign follow-ups, and update project boards automatically.
Tasks that once required manual cleanup can now be completed almost instantly.
That matters a lot, because remote work depends so heavily on written records and clear follow-through.
When automation supports documentation and task management, it reduces the gap between what is discussed and what actually gets done.
Teams spend less time reconstructing context and more time executing.
AI also helps remote workers maintain focus.
In an office, structure is often built into the environment.
In remote work, employees can be interrupted by fragmented messages, routine questions, and scattered updates.
AI can route routine inquiries, flag urgent issues, and consolidate information so people aren't overwhelmed by constant notifications.
That allows distributed teams to operate with more rhythm and less chaos.
Another major advantage is analytics.
Remote work is naturally more data-driven than office work, because much of the activity happens digitally.
Meetings, documents, tasks, and communication are recorded in systems that can be analyzed.
But raw data alone isn't useful.
The value comes from turning that data into clear, actionable insight.
AI can analyze patterns at a scale that would be difficult for a person to do manually.
It can identify trends in productivity, collaboration, and workload distribution.
It can help leaders understand whether certain teams are overloaded, whether specific processes are slowing projects, or whether new ways of working are actually improving outcomes.
Tailored analytics are especially important because not every team has the same needs.
Different roles, functions, and teams operate differently.
AI can help organizations move beyond one-size-fits-all metrics and build a clearer picture of how different teams perform.
That makes it easier to remove friction where it matters most.
AI is also improving communication across time zones and teams.
One of the hardest parts of scaling remote work is keeping communication clear when people are spread across regions.
Messages can be misinterpreted, decisions can stall, and important context can get lost.
AI tools such as language translation, meeting summaries, tone-aware messaging, and thread condensing can make cross-regional communication smoother.
They can help write clearer updates, highlight key details, and reduce confusion caused by differences in language or communication style.
More importantly, AI is making communication more organized.
When information is captured, summarized, and delivered in a useful form, remote teams spend less time asking for clarification and more time moving forward.
AI also improves onboarding and knowledge sharing at scale.
In a growing remote organization, new hires can't depend entirely on informal conversations or tribal knowledge.
If institutional knowledge is scattered or hard to access, onboarding becomes slow and inconsistent.
Intelligent search tools, conversational assistants, and automated training systems can help new employees find answers quickly, understand company processes, and become productive faster.
Instead of waiting for a colleague to respond or searching for documents, employees can ask questions and receive structured guidance.
That's a major scalability advantage.
The more knowledge an organization accumulates, the more valuable AI becomes at turning that knowledge into something people can actually use.
Over time, this reduces dependency on any single individual and makes the organization more resilient.
Security and trust are also becoming more important as remote work scales.
Remote environments introduce a different security landscape. Devices are used in different locations, networks vary, and sensitive information moves through many channels.
AI can help organizations manage that risk by detecting unusual activity, flagging potential threats, and supporting identity verification in real time.
Trust is another key factor.
Leaders need confidence that work is progressing.
Employees need confidence that they are being evaluated fairly.
Companies need confidence that sensitive data is protected.
AI can support all three by providing clearer visibility without creating a culture of micromanagement.
When used thoughtfully, AI can strengthen trust by making performance more transparent and operational risk easier to manage.
But the human element still matters.
AI is not a replacement for human judgment, empathy, or leadership.
Remote work still depends on strong culture, clear expectations, and meaningful connection.
AI works best when it supports people rather than replacing them.
The organizations that benefit most are usually those that use AI to remove friction, not to intensify control.
They use it to free up time, improve clarity, and help people do their best work.
The broader takeaway is that AI is changing the operational foundation of remote work.
It is not just a single tool or feature. It is part of a larger shift in how distributed organizations operate.
As AI becomes more integrated into daily workflows, remote work becomes less dependent on perfect human coordination and more supported by intelligent systems that anticipate needs, organize information, and reduce waste.
That does not mean remote work becomes emotionally or socially easier.
It still requires intention, communication, and leadership.
But operationally, AI is making it possible to manage larger, more distributed, and more complex teams with less friction.
In the end, AI is helping remote work scale in a smarter, more adaptive, and more sustainable way.